Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Game time decisions, Red Heat and Rage Radio. I am Gabriel Morenci. And I might have a hard time doing something that people would find hard to believe. Talk. As I spent 90 minutes in the electric chair, the dentist chair. Yeah, man. And sounds like next door to us, they're doing some drilling right now. And it's just like, it never ends.
That's the last thing you want to hear right now. Drilling sounds.
You don't really feel anything, but...
A little numb?
You hear, like, a lot of drilling, and, yeah. Like, they were digging in, man. Like, it was a workout.
Yeah. I need to go get my my chiclets polished up, too. Not fun.
It was a workout for the lady. It's like 90 minutes. Most of the time you go in there, it's like 30 minutes or something. Like, they had me scheduled for 3.5 hours today.
Hey, whoa. Put the brakes on. I got a radio show.
That's a long time. That's a long time to be a PhD.
3.5 hours in a chair? No, thanks.
Yeah, like I was like, come on, man. Like,
yeah, well, can we work this out?
Yeah, so I asked them, how much is this 3 hours in the chair going to cost? And it was in a $900 range.
Ooh, let's get it lower.
Yeah, so I basically stated, that's, you know, I said, I'm not like wussing out from, yeah. I'm aware, what, you know, I know what needs to be done here, but.
Let's go with the four-tier plan.
I said, yeah, like, you know.
Lower payments.
900 at once right now. It's just a little, little steep.
Going to Vegas, that's the thing. Hey, just dropping a dime on getting teeth fixed.
It never ends. Yeah.
Teeth are important, though.
Never ends.
And I got to tell you, I, from a guy that's done shows with you for a long time, they look a lot sparklier.
I appreciate that.
I need to get mine done, too, at the back, because I drink a lot
about 800, 900 bucks deep.
Yeah.
But, you know, I put it off for a long time, so you pay the price. So
you do.
The left side of my face is all numb right now.
They gave you the old freeze job.
Yeah, it's starting to wear off a little bit. Yeah. I wish it wasn't, because now I'm starting to feel what they did.
Yeah. That's the thing, the freeze.
I got a filling put in there, and I'm starting to feel it a bit. It wasn't that bad, though, to be honest. Like, it's, you know, the dentist has come a long way with technology.
They sure have.
Like, you know, I don't like dentists, so I just sort of picture, like, old school and, like, kind of crazy and ripping things out.
Sharp
and,
items.
Yeah, this place, they've got, like, hot Russian assistants.
Yeah, dental hygienists, yeah. I guess. Yes.
Assistants. Yeah. It's one of these, like, new school places. They have, like, a leather massage chair.
Yeah. It's funny. A lot of chicks from the Eastern Bloc get into dentistry. Like,
it probes your back while this is going on. You're getting poked in the back with this leather chair. Normally, they have, like, TV. But, of course, Rogers was on scene. There was a problem.
Oh, yeah. Cable's out.
She told me. She said, last time you were here, you watched TV. But... no TV today.
Other than today was the last time. How many years has it been before you've gone?
Oh, like five,
yeah, for
seven.
Me, I'm working on five myself.
A long time.
When you don't have dental, it's one of those things you don't think about. You just don't go, and then the problems get worse.
No, you sort of, you know, exactly. You go if, like, you're in sheer pain or something like that, right?
If you can fight it off, you're not going because you know it's going to be an expensive trip.
I once actually was years ago. I forgot about that. Once I was in sheer pain, I had to go to, like, an emergency dentist in the middle of the night. Ugh. Cost a ton of money. And, they just ripped it out.
They literally got in there and just ripped out the whole tooth.
It was, yeah, I just accepted. Like, I don't have a tooth in the back there. I just sort of accepted that it was done. And, it's fine. It's fine. But, and actually, it's like the guy said. He said, you know, in life, things aren't always as bad as they seem to be. Because I was freaked out. And he goes, hey, you've come a long way, even in a week, since the last week you were here, as far as, you know, everything is concerned. But... yeah, you know, from the first time I sat down, it was tough. Like, like just the simple thing. They wanted to do an X-ray, and I had to bite down on something.
Yeah, yeah, you bite down on the sides.
Yeah, but it was like this metal thing they stuck in my mouth, and I had to bite down on it. And it took me like, you know, 5-6 attempts. And I told the dude, I said, listen, I'm kind of freaked out here by this. And but now, you know, today I was just like, whatever, dude, just do what you're going to do and get it over with.
Yeah, I told my doctor hygienist they're mixing up a putty, a paste for a mold for me. And I go, listen, she was pretty hot, the chick, too. And I remember I go, listen, I don't want to offend you or anything, but when you make that mold, like don't overfill it there. Like you just go to the bare minimum. I don't want extra putty. She's like, what, you got a problem? I go, I got a really long tongue and a gag reflex. I go, I'm going to puke on you if you put that stuff down my throat. And I'm like, she's like, ha-ha, they all like laughed it off. So they can mix up the putty, put it in. I go, and all, oh, it was, I was embarrassed because I puked all over the dental assistant. I told you, I go, don't stick things down my tongue. And you said the same thing, like the wooden, those tongue depressors,
I've had
compressors
a problem.
That work at the doctor's office.
I've had a problem with a doctor before.
Oh, I hate that.
He just put like the stupid tongue thing. Like he's like, put this under your tongue.
You
I couldn't
warn
do it.
Me. I know. I
spit it out. He kind of looked at me like I was insane. And I said, all right, try again. And same thing, I started choking. I was like, oh. I told him, I really, really, I'm not down. Like,
no, I don't like this wooden thing on my tongue.
No. But, you know, we're getting to the age now, Cam, where we got to get probed.
You're right, buddy.
Drilled.
Yeah, you said it. I don't want to.
Cut open.
I'll give people a PSA message, and you did the right thing. Because teeth are one of those underrated things, I tell you. Like, people don't know. We'll give you a tip. A lot of things happen from the teeth, the veins, the thing. If you don't take care of your dental plan, your dental work, it'll lead to other serious health problems down the line. So you did the right thing.
That's our PSA of the day.
Get your teeth fixed if you got them. Don't wait.
All right, Mike Blewett's going to join us.
Nice.
Yeah, Mike Blewett will join us. We'll talk NFL football. A lot of NFL stuff to talk about. Quarterback battles, camps, point spreads. Win totals.
Yep, everything.
It's getting realer. I mean, we're going to
sure
be in Vegas
is.
In a couple of days.
I've already got a couple teams to pick on. And
so basically
on.
What you have to do now is you have to shop, Cam. You have to look online and then compare the online odds to in Las Vegas and see if there's any specific team. All right, this is a better bet in Las Vegas, and this is a better bet online.
Great point. No, and I've shopped around on my books, and I have various ones, and I found Raiders 8.5 on one with lower juice till the 8. Because it's gone down to 8 now. That's a huge
big
half
difference.
Game. Like
big difference.
So I smashed it on one of my books. So yeah, great point, Gabe. You got to tell the people if you're going to play these team totals,
shop around.
Grocery store. Keep on looking for deals.
Yeah, instead of there's another sports song. Instead of jump around, shop around.
Shop around.
Shop around. Look. Look for books. Look.
It's the book.
Shop around. You got to shop around. Because like you said, it's a massive difference. It's one thing a half point on a game or whatever. You can buy a half point, but when you're talking about a win total, it's huge.
Absolutely.
A half point is one game.
It's absolutely monstrous.
Big difference between being 8-8, 9-7.
I noticed a lot of the books are going instead of to flat numbers because you don't want to deal. You don't want to deal with those.
I noticed
halves
the offshores. The offshores have the halves, and the offshores like Vegas doesn't really do this too much. You'll notice like. Offshore, a lot of places will have a team 6.5 minus 170
exactly
to the over.
Yep,
minus 160 to the over. Vegas will mostly have even numbers, a few halves, but they don't like doing the juice.
No, they don't.
Right, so they'll do like the highest I've seen is like 6.5 plus 120.
Yeah,
I think the Bills are plus 120 in Vegas.
You're right. Some offshore books are like minus 180. Like they do crazy amounts of juice for certain things.
Yeah, but because you're basically buying that half game.
Yeah.
Like a good example is I can get the Arizona Cardinals offshore 5.5 minus 170.
Yeah.
Or they're six straight up minus 110 in Vegas. It's a big difference.
Oh, it's huge. That's
right?
Absolutely huge.
Like if I do the 6, yeah, I could get a push maybe. I got to go 7-9. I get 5.5. All I got to do is go 6-10. It's a massive difference.
Yeah. On the offshore, you said it right here on this, on a couple offshores, Cardinals. Over 5.5 is minus 70, and 5.5 to the unders plus 140. So yeah, you're gonna see a lot of that.
I'm a firm believer that this football team will win 6 games this year.
5.5 seems low.
The Cleveland Browns win totals 5.5.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Like, why are the Arizona Cardinals?
It's funny. A lot of people. I respect are down on them too, Marenzi. Like
listen,
a lot of people like the under.
Last year, last year, they lost David Johnson in the first quarter of the first game. All right? Carson Palmer didn't play well last year to start the season. Then eventually he got hurt. Then it was Blaine Gabbert, Drew Stanton.
Yeah, it was awful. It was a shit show quarterback.
It was a stiff. It was, you know what I mean? It was a lost season. They still went 8-8. They still went 8-8.
I think the number.
They have a new coach.
Yep.
Arians is a good coach. But you notice he kind of lost it the last couple of years. He was kind of tapping out.
That's the
out,
thing.
You
know I'm going to say.
It became all about him all the time. He was a jerk to the players. Suddenly he changed.
No, there's a lot of stuff you're talking about. Arians did a bad job the last time.
He did.
You said it. Like, I'm not going to. He was good. And I think a lot of the time he just kind of lost it. And this team was lost.
They needed fresh blood.
The reason the total is 5.5 is not about the Cardinals. It's about the other teams in the division. They believe San Francisco is going to be a hell of a lot better. And they think the Rams are going to be a hell of a lot better. So the bottom line, though, at 5.5, you have to think Seattle's probably going to regress. DJ Fluker got hurt again on the week. Like,
you saw again in the preseason. This is unbelievable.
Like,
they can't stop anything.
No, and you're getting the main guy. You go and get Fluker from the Chargers. He's hurt. I'm like, Penny's not going to be around. Like, this is a bad scenario. I hope he's back week one, but man, they got a lot of problems there.
Who do the Seattle Seahawks play in week one? They're in Denver.
That's a winnable game against Denver.
Fortunately for them.
Yeah, they're very lucky it's not the old Broncos.
Because we'll get into this, actually, with Mike Blewett. Case Keenum.
Looks awful.
Case Keenum is struggling right now in that offense. And I'm starting to think, you know what? Teddy Bridgewater would be a good fit for the Denver Broncos. You know what's amazing, though, Cam? John Elway, who's a great quarterback, he's a horrible
quarterback evaluator.
Yeah.
I know. Look at Paxton Lynch.
And time and time again.
Lynch. Problem. Simeon was in the seventh round, but Paxton Lynch was a complete bust.
Yeah, they're saying Paxton Lynch probably is not going to make the team.
He might be out of the NFL.
Like, it's to the point that, he's third string and he might not be around. I was reading the Denver, in preparation, I was just reading about the Denver quarterback situation, and Paxton Lynch might not make the team type of thing. Like, he's a non-factor.
It's that bad.
Non-factor. First-round draft pick from 2 years ago, John Elway's pick. John Elway wanted to give Brock Osweiler $16 million a year. Osweiler said no. And Osweiler went to Texas, and then he still brought Osweiler back again.
Yeah.
Trevor Siemian, listen.
He was a late-round draft pick.
He was a late-round pick. He took a shot with Siemian. It looked like Siemian was going to be able to do it. And Siemian was one of these weird dudes that, he played. The best football he played was in his first 8 weeks.
I know. That's what I meant. And then he got worse.
It's like you figured, this guy's pretty good, and he'll get better.
He's Benjamin Button. He went opposite.
It's like somehow, he's getting worse. And then he just progressively got worse to the point where he's just bad. And Case Keenum just sort of looks bad now with them. It seems to me like, but the thing is, they just paid Case Keenum.
That's the thing. So he's
another
Elway.
It's another Elway decision, right? Like, Elway is just wrong all the time on this. So he'd have to admit that he's wrong about Case Keenum before the year even started, and say, let's just bring Teddy Bridgewater in, because the Jets, Teddy Bridgewater is a sought after commodity right now.
Few teams sniffing around.
He looks better than Darnold does, but it's kind of a weird. The Jets are in a weird situation Josh McCown and Bridgewater. You're better off keeping McCown around. Because he's older.
He actually played pretty good last year.
And McCown can, he's better to have around Sam
as the
Darnold.
Mentor?
Yeah. And he's even open to doing it. He wants to do it. Like,
he's a team guy.
Yeah. Like, Teddy Bridgewater's a young guy trying to win a job still, right?
Actually, in Denver, it'd be, I think it would be a good fit.
Yeah, you have to look at teams in which he could really help.
Tampa Bay? Denver?
That's a very good call, Tampa Bay, as well.
I think Tampa Bay is actually,
Jameis Winston looked pretty good the other night. He's playing in the preseason, even though he's suspended, but.
Having Teddy Bridgewater as an insurance policy,
I don't think they'll do it.
They won't. Actually, it makes a lot of sense with Denver.
Yeah. The L.A. Rams are supposedly, on the street is the L.A. Rams are the team that's most interested in Bridgewater.
You know what? Because I can actually agree with that, because even though I like Sean Mannion, I just watch him. He's not getting any better. He's a second, third string.
Their deal is we're a stacked team.
Yeah.
And if Goff gets hurt, we don't want everything to fall apart.
Correct.
They're looking at the Carson Wentz situation last year, like Nick Foles. They're like, you're right, Mannion's all right, but he can. We're not winning a division with this guy.
No. If Mannion steps in, the Rams.
If Goff goes down and we have Bridgewater coming in,
it's different.
Now, the Seattle Seahawks would be a good fit for Bridgewater.
I agree 100%. Russell Wilson also is going to run out of contract.
But then he just sort of get buried back there. And then, yeah, if you're Russell Wilson
might leave. He might leave Seattle.
You have to wonder exactly the Russell Wilson. Like, you guys are lucky he's a nice guy, to be honest. Like, if I was Russell Wilson, I would have been bitching 2 years ago already. I'd say, what the hell are we doing here?
What's this line doing? Why are you losing all these players?
Why don't we pay offensive linemen? How come I don't have a running back? Like, you guys don't have a wide receiver? I got Doug Baldwin.
Doug Baldwin and a bunch of bunch of nobodies.
I'm an MVP.
Like Nick Vinette is probably going to be he's a guy who's going to make.
Like, he's got nothing.
You lost Jimmy Graham.
He's had nothing. Like, it's amazing. Like, he's almost like Mike Trout. Like, they're wasting Russell Wilson. He runs for his life every damn play.
The Seahawks haven't had a good running back since Lynch.
Yeah.
And that was when he was younger, beast mode.
Then they didn't give him the ball on the one-yard line in the Super Bowl.
There's a lot of anger on that team and hostility from that one play. Yeah, it's basically ruined their organization.
I know, but it's why they had to get rid of all the old dudes that are like, because you're right, all those guys don't like Pete Carroll because they think Pete Carroll cost them a Super Bowl.
They should have two rings.
And he did, not one. Richard Sherman came out and said it. I should have two rings, but the coaches were idiots. They weren't. Game Time Decisions, Red Heat and Rage Radio continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Great job with the music so far today. Well done. Yeah.
There's a rule. No Eagles, no CCR, no ballads.
No, I don't mind the Eagles.
You like the Eagles?
Yeah, I like the Eagles.
It's CCR.
Yeah,
you're the opposite of the Big Lebowski. He hated the Eagles and loved CCR.
Now, you know what the problem was? It wasn't their fault in the booth, really. It's the fact that I've asked like 30 times for that song not to be played before, right?
Yes.
But we often have new dudes.
Good point.
You know?
Yeah, it's like a rotation.
Yeah, so, the new guys don't know, right? He just, poor Zeg's just playing the songs in the computer.
Well, he finds out pretty quick. Now he knows the database. Yeah, that's the good news.
I had to pull, a Casey Kasem the other day. Yeah. It's I told you guys, 30 million times to, delete that song. Get rid of it.
Zhang's a good guy. He aims to please. Before the show, he's like, Moretz, I got some good ones in the music base today.
Yeah, he said he was going to play some hip-hop
let's get some hip-hop. No, we like hip-hop.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yeah, I got no problem.
Yeah, that Ruby Tuesday song. That was the one.
That's the thing. We're doing a radio show. I got enough problems. I don't want to cry. Ruby Tuesday is a song that makes me sad. And I want the listeners to be happy. Right, Gabe? Yeah, that's the thing. Ruby Tuesday is kind of like, meh, meh, meh. Oh, great sirens. What the hell's going on here? Jackhammer sirens.
Trouble's brewing.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. Trouble's brewing. It's brewing all right.
All right, Redskins. Redskins are going to sign Adrian Peterson. I should have just called them Washington. I don't want to call them that.
Just call Washington. No more Redskins.
Washington, I apologize for that.
I don't know what Adrian Peterson's going to do with Washington. I'll tell you one thing, Gabe. When he went to the Saints, that turned out to be a pretty bad recipe and really helped out Kamara. But he had a couple decent games with Arizona.
I got to believe, Cam, if there's some college back out there that could bring a little more to the table. If there's just a younger out there.
It just feels like it's a name recognition thing instead. P. Ryan's going to be there's a lot of guys in their camp that that I have more confidence in.
That's the problem with the Redskins. They're always hurt. They'll always be hurt. P. Ryan pops off a big run and he gets hurt on the run. Joe Tessitore and Witten were so clueless, they didn't bring it up. They were talking about how P. Ryan's going to be great this year for them. I'm like, dude, he's hurt.
Yeah.
He's on the sideline.
You said it
was
too.
It was 5 minutes later. They're like, oh, and P. Ryan got banged up on that run 5 minutes ago. I'm like, no. I noticed that, did he limped off the field right away. There's certain guys like that.
You said the whole team. Josh Doxson's never going to what this guy's. That guy's like glass.
Yeah, I know. But at least he's played so far. Jordan Reed's got an injury.
He's one hit away from it. And he's such a good player too. No, the Redskins are they're a team. They're walking a fine line right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of ifs.
Yeah, that's the thing.
If they stay healthy, they're not bad. Their offense can be pretty good. Like Alex Smith is good. I think he's an elite quarterback.
I agree with you. I think Alex Smith's one of the most underrated. Actually,
he's tier two. Like in the quarterback tiers. I'm not talking fantasy, but
no, I think he's a better reality quarterback than fantasy quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, you know, you've got your Brady's, your Rodgers's, your Breeze's, your Wilson's.
Wilson's.
There's, you know, there's like four or five guys that are just sort of the best. And then you got your second tier guys, but he's right in that tier two guy, you know?
Hey, San Francisco, a lot of people were saying, you know, he stick around. Hey, yes, he does. He's a winner, winner, winner. I love Alex Smith. Any good with his feet?
Redskins secondary could be a problem.
Yeah. Would they pick up Scandrick, too?
It's hard not to call them by their stupid name.
Yeah, Washington. It seems to me Washington's going after a lot of older, veteran kind of retread guys. Like, guys, like, giving them another chance type of thing.
Like, this is new.
That's kind of their M.O.
This is what they've always done.
Yeah. There's a lot of question marks with that team, buddy. Big time. Yeah. And I'm not sold on Twitter.
Well, I retweeted something earlier in the day about the Washington football team and their name. A guy that I used to work with, a good guy actually, Matthew Ross, in Montreal, is a talk show host.
That's the best. He's a talk show host.
Talk show host. I'm trying to find the tweet that I retweeted. It was something about him not mentioning the team name on his show. He basically stated, you know, it's unbelievable that they haven't changed the name yet, and I don't mention their name on my show. I retweeted it, and now, of course, I'm caught in a firestorm of people.
It's hard to say Washington all the time. The surname's easier.
I know.
That's the problem. Hence, we have I've often just...
Like a great pass rusher, the Roto experts will help you sack your fantasy football competition. When you register for their exclusive Edge fantasy package, you get a cheat sheet generator plus a player database with sortable projections and rankings from the best in the business. And you can join the fantasy conversation in the 24/7 Slack chat channel. Visit rotoexperts.com to register for the exclusive Edge fantasy package and enter the promo code FNTSY and you get a 10% discount. That's the rotoexperts.com exclusive Edge fantasy football package, promo code FNTSY.
There's always been a lot of mystery surrounding the Little League World Series and age-appropriate players.
There's always got to be.
Come on. Like, show me the documentation that kid's 12.
Well, they obviously got to check this stuff. Yeah. It's not like the old days with Danny Almonte. But...
Oh, yeah, that's that was the best. He's got facial hair. What? No.
Mike Cardano says, I would suspend his driver's license until this matter is resolved.
Exactly.
Yeah, like I said, I don't want to be a skeptic, but I want to see, like, some more proof of ID here.
Exactly. He's towering over those other kids. Like, they look like toddlers.
He's 6'1", 248 pounds.
He's 12?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, like, he'll probably be in the NBA. That's what I would mark. Remember his name, Ronald Viscaiano.
Ronald Viscaiano.
Yeah, if you look, he's 12 years old.
And he's already
6'1", 248.
He also looks like he has a big frame. Like, he's going to be, like, he could be a monster.
I mean, he's playing baseball right now, but there'll be more money in basketball for him just because he's going to be so big. I imagine he's going to end up being 6'7", 6'8", when it's all said and done. You're right, though. The Little League World Series, there's always...
There's ways to fudge stuff with fake documents.
But there's always some... There's always the few monster kids that everyone's freaked out by. Yet this kid is, like, we've never seen anything like this before. Like, there's been kids that are tall. Like, you've had 6 foot, like, you know, sort of freak gangly tall kids and stuff.
But not... That he has the girth of a man. That's
248 pounds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's built like an NFL linebacker.
I'm 255.
So he's 6'1", 248.
Yeah, I'm 6'1", 255. So he's my size at 12.
Now imagine being one of the kids in the batter's box.
Oh, he's throwing smoke. You're right. Those kids actually are probably fearful for their lives if they get beamed. Like, that would hurt. Like, a fastball from this guy, it might kill you. That's it.
I'd be worried like myself as an adult. I wouldn't want to get in the box against this kid.
Yeah.
Not to mention a little league mound cam is closer.
Another great point.
Like, these kids are going to be scared, man.
Gabe, I played a hockey game against the Burlington Selects team, and Eric Cairns was a goon for the New York Islanders and Florida Panthers. He sticked me in my nuts, right? And I came up, and I slashed him, and he goes, "You're dead." And I'm more of a happy guy. I don't want to fight. This guy used my face as a punching bag. Like, it was unbelievable. And, like, he beat up, like, I absolutely got killed. And I'll tell you, that's the thing. And you know how big he was? He was, like, he's, like, 6'8 on skates, 6'10. Like, he's almost, he's a 7-footer, actually, almost. Yeah, my buddy, he actually works with my buddy in the bar business now. But, yeah, he beat the crap out of me.
Yeah, every year there's, like, some, you know, monster kid.
Yeah. But from watching a lot of those shows, Gabe, like Dateline and things like that, it's one of the easiest things to do is fudge documents and do all that stuff. If you really wanted to, and this kid
was
the best player on your team, I think there's a way to get around it.
Maybe I'm naive. I want to believe that it's on the up and up. Coming from Spain, you trust Spain.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah,
like,
the Spanish, they would never cheat.
It's almost too actually. You know what? We say that. I think the Spanish got caught. This is like the lowest thing ever. Team Spain.
Yeah.
It's actually one of those things.
Well, they know how good those teams, like, you know, from the United States are. There's some, like, really, really damn good baseball teams and kids. You don't think Spain, they'll do anything to make it work. Right? Don't you think? I think they're
doing
a lot of
budget. Yeah, when I said that we could trust Spain, then I remembered that 10 members of the Spanish Paralympic basketball team were stripped of their medals after it was revealed they faked their handicaps.
They weren't. Oh, my God.
Team Spain at the Paralympics. Their
basketball
team.
So they got regular dudes who played basketball, put them in wheelchairs, and they won.
And they won.
Yeah. That's low. Sorry, on the ethical tote board, like, that's brutal. Okay, guys, I got an idea. You know what? You're not in a wheelchair.
10 members of the Spanish Paralympic basketball team have been ordered to hand back their Sydney Game gold medals after it was revealed they had no mental handicap. The cheats were exposed by Carlos Rigobardarga, a journalist who infiltrated the team for 2 years. He revealed that his eligibility to play in the intellectually disabled category had never been checked. The only test he asked to complete at his training session was six push-ups.
Six push-ups. Sorry.
They said, "Can you do six push-ups?" He said, "Yeah." Sydney, the coach, asked the team to slow their scoring because they were playing too well.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
These guys are going to hell.
I got to be honest with you. That's one of the biggest scumbags.
Journalists
I've ever
then
heard.
Became suspicious when they were encouraged to grow beards and wear hats so they weren't recognizable. Spanish basketball magazine Gigantes had claimed several players.
Sorry, that great name. Gigantes.
Giganticism. Claimed that several players came from mainstream amateur clubs, and at least one had been employed by a professional club. Wow. Why would they want to do this?
That's shady. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, who comes to a meeting and says, "You know what, we're good basketball players, but I got an idea. Let's pretend we're in a wheelchair and, like, win gold at the Olympics. Great idea. Let's do it."
Like,
and wear beards so everyone knows we're not, like, the guys who are actually stars.
So, yeah, because they were walking around at night and stuff. So, yeah, like, the coach, like, told them, "Oh, yeah, you got to disguise yourselves a bit so people don't recognize you."
That's the best. Disguise yourself a bit. I'm sorry, but you said it, like, there's a good place in hell. Like, that is a low, like, that's a low, low move.
I think you should be criminally charged.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good, like, point.
This isn't just athletic. Like, this is, like, you know. There's got to be a charge for this. All right, we got Mike Blewett stepping up and in.
What's up, fellas?
Mike always seems to join us in the middle of some bizarre conversation.
That one was particularly bizarre, so I sort of checked out while you guys were talking. How are you guys?
Yep.
Mike Blewett.
We'll get a hold of him.
Yeah, we'll get Mike on in a second here.
You're right, though.
You guys got me now?
Oh, yeah, we got you, Mike.
All right. Sorry. A little my inexperience at the production controls created an issue.
No problem.
It's not the first time we've heard that.
You're telling me. It's not my first time either.
But we appreciate that. We're just talking about the 12-year-old kid. I don't know if you saw him. So he's on Spain, baseball pitcher in the Little League World Series. He's 6'1", 248 pounds. He's actually bigger than 96% of Major League Baseball pitchers or players. Not just pitchers, but players.
Is this a he's Danny Almonte scenario?
Well, everyone's questioning whether the kid's really 12 years old or not because he's so freaking big.
Yeah.
But the Little League mound is closer to home plate than the big league is.
Yeah, it is.
You imagine being like an 11-year-old kid in the box against a 6'1", 248-pound kid?
I'm John Kruk in the All-Star game versus Randy Johnson with that deal. I'm bailing. Helmet on backwards. I'm out of here. See you at the hot dog bar.
Yeah, those kids will be scared. That's a great point. Like, this kid throws smoke. He's that big, and the mound's closer.
I played baseball, and once we were playing against this kid, I was about 14 or so at the time, and it was one of these kids, same thing. He was throwing heat, man. Like, you could hear the ball coming in.
Sizzling. It was sizzling. Yeah.
And he was no hitting us. And I was a leadoff hitter. And he struck me out like, I was like 14,
okay.
13, 14. I struck out a couple of times already. So I laid down a bunt, and I busted up his no-hitter bunt.
I love it. Got rid of the bunt.
The unwritten rule book, you'd be castigated for that.
Yeah, I know, but the thing is, I was going to say, so it was only seven-inning games, right? So we didn't play nine-inning games. There were seven-inning games. It was in the fifth inning, and the game was 2-0. Yeah,
you got to try to get on base. Exactly. Try to win the damn game.
Yeah. You know, as kids, you don't roll over for the pitcher, right?
I agree.
It's a little questionable, but I'll give you a pass. It's close enough. 2-0.
I think it's fine.
No, I stand by
it. Yeah, I stand by it, too. Biting up the no-hitter.
I stand by it. Kid was cocky.
Speaking of people throwing heat, I was a little older. It was like Connie Mack ball, so 17 or so. I went up against Nelson Figueroa, who is from the same general area as me. And that was the day I realized that the baseball career was over. I was like, you know, I'm not going to be able to do this. I can't hit these guys. So if I were to be better and go up another level, I would struggle greatly. And that was the day of the career. I decided that while I was going to finish out the season, the baseball career was effectively over.
Yeah, I get nervous just around pitching machines even.
That's the thing. Like, if you want to tell the truth, like when you go to those cages and they're throwing like 70, that's it's sizzling coming in there 70. And don't tell me you're not a little bit concerned.
Yeah.
All you got to do is go on YouTube and look up batting cage injuries.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff happens in that cage, man.
That's a good point. Like, I'm surprised more people haven't been like really, really severely hurt.
I've seen like balls fly off the net, hit people in the face. Sometimes a pitching machine just goes a little wild.
Yeah, it's not in the straight line. Smack.
I guess I know what I'm watching with the wife tonight.
Yes.
Throw that up on Chromecast off the phone.
Yeah, you
batting cage injuries.
Batting cage chaos. Yeah, we'll get some up by here. So on a more serious note, we were just talking about the Washington football team. And, you know, I brought it up. Like, if you created a new team, you couldn't call them the Washington Whiteskins or the Washington Blackskins. People would say that's the stupidest idea ever.
Yep.
And here it is right now. I don't believe the NFL cares. I don't think the NFL is going to do anything about it.
No,
I don't. I don't think they care, really. And it's kind of ironic because, you know, they're so adamant about respecting the anthem and everything. But at the same point in time, they don't seem to respect anybody else. They don't respect women. They don't respect natives here. But what do you make of this? And it seems like more and more people and broadcasters aren't. They just call them Washington right now.
That's what I go with. I go with Washington. I'm not going to go with the team name anymore. As often, I mean, I really have avoided it for the last few years. Maybe people would find that hypocritical because I used the name in the past, but we all evolve and we all make our own decisions based on the personal evolution. I do find it odd that the NFL has dug in on this issue. Dan Snyder maybe has a lot of pull and he doesn't want to rebrand. I personally think it would be a boon to that franchise and to the NFL to create an entirely new color scheme, new names, new gear. They all have to repurchase it. While there be some dissenters that will wear the old stuff, I think they'd be just fine creating a new nickname that isn't offensive to a sector of the population.
I was telling Morenci, remember Jacoby Grimm, the Hogs?
Yeah.
That was when they had their most success there back in the day.
Yeah, we said, why not call them the Washington Hogs? You know, like
that's what they're known for.
That's what, you know.
It's on the short list.
The fans can't complain from that. But it's always amazing. So people are going to talk about tradition. What tradition? Of being racist? Like that, you know, that's the whole thing. Like, oh, our tradition, you know.
And then they rely on it and this alleged survey that was done of Native Americans when it was a really limited survey that I don't think encapsulizes what many people think within that population or outside of it. So, I'm with you. I think they should very seriously consider changing the name. I don't know if it's going to happen in our lifetimes, but one would think if there is a temperature in America and Canada to get something like this changed, it would be now.
It won't happen under Roger Goodell. We'll say that. So maybe in our life, but not under Goodell.
He's not going to fight that fight.
And on the other side, you look at, now listen, Canada is a little bit more politically correct in a sense, but there's the same things going on now. Like there's statues of, they tore down a statue of Canada's first prime minister the other day. People are getting all pissed off. But it was funny, too, because they're like, it's tradition. It's like, man, they put the statue up in 1982, all right? Like, it was never there before. So, yeah.
I mean,
you know,
college,
really?
College athletics in America made vast changes in this regard.
Yeah.
The Miami, Miami University, where Wally Szczerbiak played, that was their team name long ago.
St. John's.
Yes, St. John's, which was right near literally where I grew up. They famously changed their name. The North Dakota hockey team was really the last team that dug in and didn't want to change their name from the Fighting Sioux, and they changed it. And their fans still chant, let's go Sioux. And I've been at their games, and they're not letting it go. But the reality is the formal name of the team is the Fighting Hawks, and it will never go back to the old one, and they're not allowed to use the old logo. So if it can change in college, you can't tell me that they can't have an argument to change it in the pros.
Yeah, well, what about Arkansas State? They were the Indians. Now they're the Red Wolves, right? Yeah. And I'm surprised William and Mary, are they? They're still the Tribe, are they not? They haven't changed, have they? Yeah,
I thought that one. The Illini are still out there, but they have a local sign off from a local tribe, as do the Seminoles in Florida State. So these can be case by case scenarios, but in some of these instances, they obviously didn't prove their case.
Yeah, you said it, Morenci. I think the Seminoles would be more offended if there was no monies involved.
The McGill University are still called the Redmen.
Yeah, but it's different, though. Yeah, it's a different meaning for Redmen.
Yeah, they're engineers.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we're at. That's an engineering thing. It's not like Redmen. They're engineers.
Exactly.
They're smart.
That's why people often ask, what about McGill? No. It's like, no, it's
different.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk some quarterbacks right now, Mike. There's some intriguing stuff. You know, I was talking about this the other night, actually, on one of my podcasts, that the NFL, normally, it's week three, right? The dress rehearsal week in the preseason.
Yeah.
You notice it's been accelerated this year a little bit. Tom Brady played the entire half against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Mahomes.
Belichick was good to mix it up once in a while with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he's done that before, you're right. But, you know, we saw the Kansas City Chiefs play their starters for the first half. You know, we're sort of seeing a little bit more from teams than we have in the first 2 weeks generally, and here we are coming into week three, and there are some battles going on now. Perception of reality. I sound like Rudy Giuliani. Well, there's truth, but there's not really truth, right? There's two truths. Perception and reality are two different things. And Josh Allen was called trash, and a lot of people were like, "Oh, look how inaccurate he was in Wyoming." And there's so much negativity around Josh Allen. Then you look at Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold ties his shoelaces and people give him a standing ovation and compare him to Joe Namath. Right? And ESPN has sort of adopted Sam Darnold as the guy. Ah, oh, Sam Darnold. They open up the show with him. He's sort of become that media guy. Yet in all actuality, I don't know, man. Josh Allen, you could argue, is playing the best out of any rookie quarterback has. So far, And A.J. McCarron just fractured his collarbone, so he's out of the mix, and he wasn't looking very good anyways.
No, he had a bad second game.
And as it is right now, yesterday was their first practice, well, on Sunday, because they had a couple of days off the game, etc. They're rotating now. So Nate Peterman with the ones one day, and then Allen. We've got ourselves a quarterback battle going on here. I still believe that Nate Peterman will start just because of how killer that schedule is.
It's brutal.
You know, you open up at Baltimore week two, you host the Chargers, then you're going to Minnesota and Green Bay.
Yeah.
Ooh, back to back.
Not a good start, but you're going to say short leash, though. Very short leash, yes. If Allen's ready to run.
But Josh Allen's looking very good, and Nate Peterman has a little bit more experience, but the thing is, Nate Peterman doesn't look all that much better. He's not really taking the job. What do you think of the situation, Mike?
You know, it's a good one. First of all, Cam, didn't it feel a little personal at the beginning there, the Darnold Allen thing? It felt very personal from, like, a fan perspective. A little offended, getting a little sensitive about it. He's going to be your quarterback for a long time. Don't worry about it. He'll get his due if he's any good. Plus, as a fellow redhead, Cam, we got to support Sam Darnold.
Ginger time.
That's right. We got a lot of ginger love in the NFL right now between him and Andy Dalton. Not so great, but, you know, we got a few guys in there. Carson
not
Wentz.
Not so great.
Andy Dalton's pretty good against the spread. He was.
He was, yeah. But, look, I'm with you as far as the schedule is concerned. And they do like Peterman. They've shown that they've liked Peterman to the point where they literally benched Tyrod in the middle of a playoff run for Nate Peterman. Clearly didn't.
Oh, we should note. Sorry. I don't want to correct you, but for the record, I don't know if you guys heard this, but Tyrod Taylor came out the other day and said that everyone's been saying his name wrong for years.
Yeah, that's right.
What is
it? It's Tyrod.
Tyrod. Yeah, not Tyrod.
I'm dead serious.
Tyrod.
This is like the Hakeem
thing.
The Cleveland Browns released a statement to the media, even like a press release, stating they're dead serious. From now on, it's Tyrod. It's not Tyrod. It's Tyrod. And he basically said, "I was just being nice." And now, whatever.
Just being nice for what? Years?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
He said,
"It's your name."
It's not like he was there for just a.
Yeah.
Come on.
You have to be nice.
Brutal.
This is like I remember this came up with Darren Williams. Deron Williams, the point guard from the NBA. There was Hakeem Olajuwon wanted to be called Hakeem, which was the actual pronunciation of his name. I remember
the goalie. There was a goalie on the Montreal Canadiens, too. Cristobal Huet.
Yeah, Huet.
Yeah, and people were saying his name wrong. Same thing. Mark Streit, same thing. And he said after, I was just polite and I was happy to be in the NHL, so I didn't want to say anything. I always tell the story, though. My favorite one, Mike, is you know, with the Montreal Canadiens, it's like a religion there. And whenever, like, there's a French player that comes to town on a visiting team, there's like 18 media members, right? Mm-hmm. So Guy Hebert came, Anaheim Duck goalie, came to Montreal, and all the French media ambushed him right away. He started asking him questions in French. And he said, "Oh, sorry, guys, I don't speak French." And they said, "But you're Guy Hebert." He goes, no, I'm Guy Herbert.
Guy Herbert.
He goes, I'm from Michigan. And Guy Herbert, he's from Michigan.
And love Guy
and
Herbert.
And he goes, you know, everyone calls me Guy Herbert because I'm a goalie, and they think I'm French, right?
First assumed it was Guy Herbert.
Everyone thought Guy Herbert. Great save, Guy Herbert, right? It was
Guy Herbert.
Guy Herbert. Like, he's like, nah, but since I'm a goalie, and, you know. And the thing is, I think he played in the Quebec League in, like, Kalamazoo or
something.
They
still call him.
So people sort of thought he was Guy Hebert, right? But he's not.
If you're that guy and you're playing in a Quebec League, you can't even fight it. You just got to go with it.
Yeah, he's Guy Hebert now.
Learn French.
Yeah, your name's not Guy. Your name's Guy. Your name's Guy, like, from now on. Because it's just so scary, especially in those days. Like, now every goalie's Finnish. Used to be from Quebec. Now they're all from Finland. Half the goalies in a league are from Finland.
Yeah. But
Finley, it's like a goalie factory.
It is.
But, Gabe, to your point about the QB battle, at Ravens, hosting Chargers, at Vikes, at Green Bay, then hosting Tennessee. That could be an 0-5. I'm just saying. I hate to tell you that.
Now who's getting personal?
Look, I think the long-term
plan we can beat the Chargers. They're going to beat the Chargers in week two.
What, revenge for the Peterman debacle from last year?
Yes, sir. Buffalo's home opener. That's one and one.
People don't know. We went to the Bills' home opener against Seattle when they were good, and they kicked the crap out of Bills. Bills got a good home field advantage.
I don't think
there.
They could beat Green Bay or Minnesota.
No, they're not winning those games.
Why would they make them go to Minnesota and Green Bay like that? It's cruel and unusual punishment.
It actually is.
Two in a row. That's a rough
one. It really is. So right, get your season ticket. Get your season ticket to Fantasy Glory now with the 2018 Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. It's not just a draft kit. It's a full season package. It takes you from draft day to championship week, and it features in-depth analysis from all your favorite FNTSY experts. Go to rotoexperts.com. Use code WINNER to get 10% off on the Exclusive Edge Package and set aside a spot on the mantle for that 2018 championship trophy. All right, so let's get to the Jets situation here right now. Teddy Bridgewater is a pretty hot commodity. I mean, the Jets, I don't know, for a team that's been so useless for so long, they seem to be doing a lot of things right now. Mm-hmm. They've got a hot commodity right now in Teddy Bridgewater. They've got a decision to make. I don't think that Sam Bradford's ready. Similar to Josh Allen, I think they'd be well-suited not to make him the starter in week one. You could argue that Teddy Bridgewater is the best-looking quarterback that they have right now, yet
McCown was pretty good last year.
He's not going to be playing. What do you make of the Jets situation right now? And we'll continue through on the other side of the break because it'll take a few minutes here.
Yeah, I think the Darnold thing is real. I think the organization is in love with him. ESPN's Rich Cimini, which is a local beat reporter here in New York, he thinks that it is a very strong chance at this point that Darnold is in the lead for that job. Teddy's played great, so I could see them wanting to start out with Bridgewater and maybe even showcase him a little bit for some sort of mid-season move. But I think it's very real that Darnold could be in here week one.
As dumb as this sounds, guys, one of my fantasy leagues, like I took Josh McCown off the scrap heap off the waiver wire. If you actually look at the numbers, rushing, whatever, like he had a good year. He had a very, very decent year on a bad team. His numbers were good.
He did.
It seems like they want him around just as sort of mentor.
He will be that tutor. Yeah, it makes sense. And Bridgewater's got to go somewhere. You said Denver earlier.
Well, you know, it'll be interesting. That's what I want to talk about on the other side. We'll take a break in a minute here. But as far as Teddy Bridgewater, there's a lot of talk about the L.A. Rams wanting to shore up their quarterback situation, Mike. You know, me and Cam have been fans of Sean Mannion. He was a good quarterback in college at Oregon State, but you're not winning a Super Bowl with them, and I think the Rams are thinking they're so loaded.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast, and remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game time decisions.
Game time decisions, Red Heat Rage Radio. We're with Mike Blewett. Chaos on this Monday here.
A lot of activity.
Are you with us, Mike?
Yeah, a lot going on down here in New York, buddy. A lot going on. A lot of bodies moving around.
Yeah.
Various shows. Phones are ringing in the background.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you guys were doing Twister in the booth there. We just heard you.
Life is a startup. Network. That's what happens. It's not always a smooth ride, Gabe. And Cam.
I'm a 48-year-old startup.
Yeah, that's right.
By the way, you don't often close out an hour of radio with Sean Mannion, but kudos.
No,
Sean Mannion.
Well, yeah, we had to get it in there.
He was a good player. I heard you talking about the basic topic is the Teddy Bridgewater landing spots.
Well, they're looking at like Carson Wentz from last year. They're thinking like the Eagles last year.
Good move.
That if they get, because look, the Rams are clearly all in right now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the window for the Rams is the next couple of years. They're very, very aggressive. They were very aggressive in the offseason. So I think they're just it's just sort of that insurance policy.
How about the Saints, though?
For Teddy Bridgewater?
Yeah, Tom Savage is the backup there now.
Yeah. Drew Brees, though, is sort of, he never gets hurt.
It could, yeah.
And he's 40.
He's not getting any younger. That's what I was going to say, Morant. See, like, he's been pretty functional, but one of these seasons, like, it's going to happen.
What do you think of Adrian Peterson signing with Washington?
I think you could see a little bit of what you saw last year. You know, when the players get to his, first of all, he's a physical freak. I think we know how good he's been over the course of his career and how he can bounce back from injury and all that kind of stuff. But I just think we're probably at a point on a team that I didn't trust was going to run the ball particularly well. You're going to get hits and misses with him, and more misses than hits. I just don't think he can do it consistently like he's done in the past. He could be an asset, but I'm not really looking to target him in any leagues. They're gonna share the ball around so much, and it's not going to be that good of a running team. I almost want nothing to do with Kelly or Peterson or P. Ryan or anybody.
Yeah. I was talking about the Arizona Cardinals earlier and their win total, 5.5 offshore, 6 in Las Vegas. And David Johnson is back. Nice aggressive run the other night. He looks healthy. And I think people I think underestimated him or undervalued him 2 years ago. And I remember reading a player's poll in who they voted who the best player in the NFL was, and they voted David Johnson.
Wow.
Ahead of Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell was number two. They said David Johnson is the best player in the league. That was when Arizona had a good year, when Carolina had a good year that year, et cetera. And then, so he got hurt in the first game in the first year last year. So, he's almost a forgotten man. Now, I see, though, the fantasy gurus have him, like, fourth or fifth. You know, he's right there as far as the ADP. Yeah. What are you expecting from him this year, Mike? And what kind of impact do you think he can bring to the table for the Cardinals?
I think they are going to rely on him extremely heavily. It was unfortunate what happened last year, but it wasn't any structural damage to a knee or anything. It was a broken wrist on kind of a freak play in the first quarter of the first game. Very rarely do you get that bad of a break. But, look, the volume is going to be there. He has shown a serious ability to catch passes. When I'm comparing the top running backs, Gurley on the Rams, Bell on the Steelers, Zeke on the Cowboys, and then David Johnson on the Cardinals, I'm going to very consistently rank that offense fourth. So I don't know how many touchdown opportunities there'll be as there were a couple of years ago with him when he put up 20, and how many more touches there'll be than somebody like Zeke who could get a lot of end zone touches, and Bell and Gurley speak for themselves. So that's why I would have him four of that group, but I understand people might like him a little bit more than Zeke because he clearly can catch a lot more passes than him.
Is Bell even under contract?
Not today, he's not.
And guys, look at Arizona.
Is he ever going to?
No, I don't know. Look at Arizona's receivers, too. You got Larry Fitzgerald, but you lost Jaron Brown, John Brown. You bring in Christian Kirk from Texas A&M.
Point.
So I'd have to believe that Johnson's going to be getting
so
many touches because you can't have confidence in the guys that they have right now.
I've noticed in the preseason, I think the other night he caught like 3-4 balls.
He got a touchdown, Christian Kirk.
Yeah, Kirk did, too, yeah.
He'll be second in receptions on the team, David Johnson, behind Fitz.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty comfortably, I would think. Ricky Seals-Jones and Christian Kirk are your other options there. That's a rookie wide receiver and a completely unproven tight end.
Kamara is sort of the guy
people
after
love, people
that.
Love Kamara.
And so Ingram suspended early in the season. Kamara's getting a lot of touches.
Yeah.
Any concern is sort of that sophomore slump with Kamara or Kareem Hunt for that matter?
So I actually drafted Kamara in the Scott Fishbowl League, very large industry league, over David Johnson because I thought there was an opportunity for some more of those explosive plays. Now, if I'm arguing against Kamara, it would be very difficult to keep up that level of efficiency and obviously that number of explosive plays. So that could be my concern, but I still like the fact that Ingram is out for a month, and I'm going to have a top-flight running back that is versatile on a very high-octane offense in New Orleans. So if you wanted to argue Johnson fifth, I wouldn't argue that strenuously, although the more I think about it, I probably have him slotted in right above Kamara. It's just Arizona's offensive line stinks. It just does.
Is it as bad as Seattle's offensive line, Mike? Because it's pretty bad.
Yeah, let's not go that far.
And here's some breaking news, breaking rumors at least, in which the two teams that now are suddenly at the forefront that are expressing interest in Teddy Bridgewater, the Denver Broncos, who we were talking about earlier, and the other one being, and I sort of always thought in the back of my mind that it'd be a good fit there, the New England Patriots. I don't know if the Jets will be in a hurry to do that, to trade him to the New England Patriots.
No,
but as you look at the Denver Broncos, and me and Cam were discussing this earlier, you look at John Elway, and he won the Super Bowl by bringing Peyton Manning in, but basically the defense was the bell cow of that football team. Since Peyton Manning's been gone, he's proceeded to draft Paxton Lynch in the first round. He proceeded to offer Brock Osweiler a $15, $16 million a year deal that it got shunned, and he went to Houston. So it's not like, you know, he wanted to sign Osweiler. He went with Trevor Siemian after the fact. And now he makes a decision to go with Case Keenum, and it seems like they're getting worried already after a couple of preseason games and a lot of bad practices that Case Keenum isn't the guy. And, you know, Elway, I've talked about this. People don't realize, like, Denver is one of those top five cities in the NFL, guys, with crazy fandom and pressure in the city, etc.
Barrel man.
Yeah, like, they're running out of patience as far as the quarterbacks. And as good as Elway was as a quarterback, his track record on selecting quarterbacks isn't very good, Mike, right now.
No, he's got, I think, Zach Dysart is one of those guys, and Trevor Siemian, and now Chad Kelly seems to have moved into the second spot because Paxton Lynch has been so bad. And I think that's why the Bridgewater rumors are creeping up, because would you really go into a season with playoff aspirations that the Broncos have? I'm not buying that, by the way. They just have
a lot of people always thought, though, that Kelly was sort of that wild card, right?
He is very much that. But would you really be confident that a seventh round pick from a year ago could step in and take over this team with playoff aspirations because Keenum hypothetically bottoms out? I would not feel good about that at all. I think that's why you see some of those Bridgewater rumors. And even if it's not Bridgewater, I could see Lynch washing out now and then going out and getting a veteran that gets cut or going trading for a different veteran, whether it's Bridgewater or not. I think Lynch probably doesn't do this team much good on the roster. Granted, he's still under the rookie deal. You're still paying him. Do you keep him around? The funny thing about first-round picks, you guys have, and I have talked about this before, once a guy proves the fact that he can't be a starter, he's out of the league if he's a first-round pick. People don't really want him around. He washes out, and they push him out. It's pretty rare that they hang around. Like, RG3 was out of a job last year. He's in camp now.
Yep.
Hackenberg, guys like that, high draft picks that prove that they can't play at this level, for some reason don't hang around as backups all the time.
Speaking of which, actually, we have a situation like that tonight with RG3.
Yep.
Baltimore has never kept three quarterbacks before. They're not a three QB type of team.
I think they should with Flacco. Well,
they got Flacco
older,
and Lamar Jackson.
Jackson. Exactly.
I don't know if there's going to be room for RG3, even though he's looked all right.
I'd bet against keeping him. I think you're right, Gabe.
Me too.
I think they roll with two, and if anything happens, they can call him for the year.
Yeah. And we should note, though, they're playing the Colts tonight. So Andrew Luck, we'll get another look of Andrew Luck. They're expecting Andrew Luck to play into the first quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then maybe into the second quarter. But
I wouldn't
screw
around with Luck with his injury.
They're not history. They're not playing him the whole half or anything. They said basically 2 to 4 series, which would be enough. They get Baltimore, but from a betting standpoint, guys, I want to bring up the fact the Baltimore Ravens have now won 10 consecutive preseason games outright.
Wow. How about that?
10 straight.
Money line.
-125.
Yeah, it's a very, very short price tonight, too. Very short price.
I like it.
I'm taking them.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
What's the spread?
Is it 1.5?
-2 right now.
Yeah, 1.5, 2.
Yeah, sounds like chaos.
Sounds like there's chaos in New York too. There,
yeah, we have sirens here, sirens
there. It's Armageddon.
It's Midtown Manhattan. You're lucky. That's all. We were only hearing one siren during this 40-minute call. That's it. That's the under. That hit the under in this 40-minute segment.
The Jacksonville Jaguars, interesting. with Blake Bortles. They have Super Bowl aspirations.
I think they're going to regress this
year.
Yeah,
what do you think, Cam? Like, Bortles played okay last
year. I'm
going to
be honest with you. Jacksonville win total, it's one of my highest plays under. I think the division's getting stronger.
Jalen Ramsey running.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Jacksonville's going to get a little.
What's
nine?
That's an under for you?
Yes,
well,
it is.
I have the Titans winning the division, so I'm with your narrative, but under nine, that's low.
I'm seeing eight and a half.
I don't think I think the Jaguars are eight-win team at best this year.
Really?
Yep.
You think they're going to regress that much?
I really do. I think Blake Bortles, you even saw in the playoff game against Buffalo, they weren't that effective. I know Leonard Fournette's good. They got a good defense, but they went that far against New England. They didn't get over the hump. The rest of the division's getting better, and they're going to be frothing at the mouth. I think Jacksonville's going to rest on their laurels a little bit. I like what Marone's done there, but there's too many teams ascending. And that's why I think it's an under total at nine.
That used to be called the AFC soft. It's legit now.
I know it is.
I think the Titans are, look, I think they're getting enough pub, but I've been a huge flag waver for them this entire preseason. I like Mariota. I like the two backs. I think Davis has a nice season and Walker as well. I think they're going to win that division. So it goes along with your narrative about
Jaguars 7.5
with an ascendant, division, because the Texans, I have my doubts, but they obviously can be competitive, especially if those two defenders come back and are anywhere close to 100%. And then you have the Colts, who Andrew Luck got to 8 wins when the team around him was putrid just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that division, it's crazy. Like, you got Tennessee with their 8 flat, Jacksonville's 9 flat, the Houston Texans 8.5. And the Colts 6.5 win totals.
Competitive division.
Very competitive.
You know, like, I go in, if I'm doing the power ranking, I'm going to make the Houston Texans
I agree,
to beat.
Then Tennessee. I think Tennessee can beat Jacksonville this year. I think then you move Jacksonville down.
I have my concerns about Bill O'Brien. I mean, he's doesn't matter. He's 9-7 every year. It's just, it is what he is. But they have so much talent. If Deshaun Watson can stay healthy, I think the Houston Texans could be like an 11-win team this year and win this division. I'm intrigued by Tennessee as well. I'm a big Mike Vrabel guy. I have confidence in Mike Vrabel. You know, we got to see Marcus Mariota needs to take that next step this year, doesn't he? I mean, he's good, but he's got to become great.
That new offensive coordinator is Matt LaFleur. He was the QB coach in L.A. last year. He has to be at least somewhat given credit for Jared Goff's success. LaFleur has also been in the room when RG3 was having his greatest successes, when Matt Ryan was having a lot of success. So he's been around very successful quarterbacks. I thought play calling was a huge negative to Mariota's play last year, in addition to him being banged up. I think they run a lot more play action. It helps Deion Lewis. It helps Mariota. And I think this offense gets up and running. If they can cover people on the outside on defense, that front seven is pretty good. If the additions of Malcolm Butler and now Kenny Vaccaro, because Jonathan Cyprian went down, end up being positives, I think the defense can actually be top half to top 10 in the league. So couple it with that offense, I'm taking the over all day on the Titans.
One thing we'll tell you about the Houston Texans, easiest schedule in the National Football League. Now, it's always debatable, right? When you want to talk about how do you come with the strength of schedule, a lot of times they just take the records of the team from last year.
Yeah.
I think the best way to do it is actually take the win totals for this year. You know, the Vegas projections for this year. And a lot of people have sort of figured that out. But I know Warren Sharp, who I have a lot of respect for, who's a big numbers guy, and he's big into the schedule research and stuff like this. He was saying that Houston has the easiest schedule. And even just sort of the cookie cutters breaking it down. I mean, if you look at the Houston Texans schedule, it's they're the teams have a combined record of 116-140, a .453 winning percentage. If you look at the divisions that they play the NFC East and the AFC West.
The AFC West is going to regress. You see how many problems there are there.
Yeah, and then even the NFC East, the Cowboys and.
I think the Cowboys are a down year. Redskins have a lot of question marks. Yeah, Giants will be better, but yeah, no, I'm all in for Houston over 8.5, buddy.
Yeah, I think Houston are a dangerous team. Yeah. just get up here. Deshaun Watson needs to stay healthy.
He does, and you worry about the second year with his. But I think Deshaun Watson, for what we saw in a small sample size, was absolutely lethal. He has the potential. You talk about Cam Newton.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
Time decisions on the Fantasy Sports Network continues. I am Gabriel Morenzi. A little chaotic here with the ins and the outs. We never know.
Hey, yeah, you know, I can't hear anything anyway, Morenzi. I just still upset about that survivor pool. But what can you know? Down to nine people, and the $20,000 is up in smoke. It was a good run.
It was a strange series that you guys got involved with, right? A five-game series.
There's a lot of things going on, too. We didn't really talk the way we usually talk about it. And, you know, we would have been gone anyway. I think the Nationals, they've been pissing it away, too. That was probably our other option, so I'm not going to make any excuses. They had the Marlins in the series, and I'll tell you something, Gabe. Washington is going to be my biggest fade down the stretch. I know we faded them a couple times this year, but this team is not catching anybody. I don't care. They have major, major problems on that team, and they just don't look like they're going to dig down deep and fight to get back in it. They're done. They're in big trouble.
It was a weird series that you guys were in because it was a five-game series.
Yep. Well, we had two-gamer with Boston in and out, and then we had that doubleheader game in the first game with Philadelphia where they scored 25 runs.
And then, of course, it ends up with a weird game at the Little League World Series another stadium.
Yeah, he texts me, what the F, we're going to be in Williamsport. I'm like, I'm just watching this. I'm seeing Vargas on the hill.
They're wearing, like, different uniforms.
Yeah, different uniforms. Big Al's getting, hey, everybody, I'm Big Al. I hit dingers. You know what I mean? I'm just sitting there. And I couldn't even get mad. Like, I was just laughing at kind of idiots we are, but that's the way. If you're going to go out, we go out.
That was a hell of a run. You made
it
all the way to August, late August. Yeah. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's very tough. A lot of guys got knocked out with Philadelphia, too. I think there's only a couple people left, and they'll probably split the pot. Yeah, I'd do the negotiating call if there's only two teams left. Hey, let's, you know, you want 10, I want 10. Sold. For $10,000, would you do it? Or would you go for the 20?
No.
You
want to
go for the 20?
No one's going to do that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I could use $10,000.
Well, it's NFL Survivor time.
Yeah, how many leagues are you going to go into this year? I got a couple of
I always have my own, right? So people have been asking me about it. I guess I'll run a Survivor pool once again.
How much?
$100 entry.
Oh, I'm in. I'll get in this year for fun.
2 years ago, we had 55 people in it. It was pretty crazy.
That's nice.
Last year, it was less. We only had like 27 or 30 or something.
I remember the years when Red Heat and Rage, we were doing it. It was an hour, and we were in the other booth doing Morenzi Unfiltered back on the TV side.
I won.
Yeah, and the best was the guy. Remember, you go, hey, Cam, look at this email. Guy's like, hey, Gabe, I'll give you this much money for whatever. You're like, screw off. Like, he tried to lowball you on the offer, and you're like, God, I got to win this pool. I really need the money.
Yeah.
It was like desperate times financially, and you actually
Well, I was the commissioner, right?
And the money sometimes gets
Well, back. I felt like a jerk a bit, but basically he wanted to split the money.
Yeah. You're like, eh.
And I said, no, nah, I don't really want to split it, to be honest. I said, I'm the commissioner, and I don't, you know what I mean? I want to win it here. And I was the one that offered him. I offered him $2,000 out of the five. I said, I'll give you $2,000 right now if
and
you
he
want.
He told you to stuff it?
He said, no. Yeah. Then he lost like the next week, right?
Think of the $2,000.
I won because of the Atlanta Falcons that year.
Wasn't that the crazy game against the Chiefs?
It was against the Packers.
Packers, that's right. Yeah. Okay, Packers.
It was both. I had the Falcons and against the Packers. And remember, they needed to score a touchdown in like 40 seconds, and they did. They went all the way down the field
that.
And scored.
Crazy game.
And then later in the year, he lost by having the Chiefs at the Falcons.
That's what it was.
Where the Chiefs scored a touchdown to like tie the game late, and the extra point got blocked or something stupid, and the Falcons returned it, if you remember.
Yes. That's how you won $5,000.
Oh, I think they went for two, and they picked it off. Like, basically,
that's what they did. Yeah, I think it was 2 points, and they took it back the other way or something.
They were about to lose, and they took it back the other way to win.
Wow.
That's how the guy lost, the survivor. That's torturous. In week 15, too.
Oh, yeah. I can feel his pain watching the Mets play the Phillies in a Little League park.
This is really cool, though, all right? This is something that the listeners can participate in, and you're really going to like this. DailyRoto.com is putting more than $25,000 on the line for its subscribers this NFL season. So what they're going to do, DailyRoto.com is going to enter DFS contest on FanDuel, and we're going to bring you along for the free roll. You're going to have a chance to win big alongside Sports Grid CEO Jeremy Stein, one of the only men to have won two separate $1 million prizes before in DFS. Each week, we're going to select lucky subscribers to sweat it out with us, and you're going to split 50% of the profit.
I like it.
No profit that week? No worry. Your name gets tossed back into the hat for the following week.
Classy.
Head over to dailyroto.com/sweat.
What was that guy's name again?
Jeremy Stein.
That sounds like a guy who will win you money. That sounds like a good name. Like when I hear Jeremy Stein, I'm hearing rich.
Yeah.
He's got money in picks.
Head to dailyroto.com/sweat.
Sweat. Nice.
And learn
sweat.
And learn how to get in on the action and your share of $25,000.
Sweat.
That's dailyroto.com/sweat.
I like sweat. Yeah, I'm always
sweat.
I'm always sweating.
So, yeah, this is pretty cool. So, basically, the way it's going to work, Jeremy Stein is going to put together a very, very good DailyRoto.com algorithm-backed lineup. He's going to enter it in FanDuel football contests, and a lucky listener is going to get to split half the money.
You get to ride it. It's like a horse and jockey. You're a team.
And you're getting a good team.
Very good team.
You're getting a team that's better than the team you would come up
with
from a guy that's won multiple million-dollar checks.
Guys
from,
like Stein and Dinkmeyer, they make money.
Yeah, so this is a great promotion, actually. This is one of the cooler ones we're doing. Well, you know, giving away the World Series tickets is pretty epic, too. But this is very, very cool. So just go over to dailyroto.com/sweat. And if you don't, you're pretty stupid.
Sweat.
Now, you got to be a subscriber. So subscribe to Daily Roto. But if you want to win money in fantasy this year, you might as well just subscribe to Daily Roto.
Exactly.
It'll help you for your DFS. It'll help you win your fantasy
gambling,
leagues.
Everything.
Yeah, it'll just help you for everything. And it'll pay for itself in the wins as well as the great contest that you're going to get to participate in. Now, we're going to have Fantasy Factor actually have a Survivor contest. We'll tell you about it a little bit later on. But Daily Roto, who is by far the best projection and algorithm DFS
best number crunchers.
Yeah, they're the best in the business without a doubt. Like Drew Dinkmeyer, Jeremy Stein, these guys have won over a combined like $5 million, all right? So, and look, one of our listeners won $200,000 last week because of the optimizer. So, you know, there's no disputing that Daily Roto's reputation speaks for itself. Yeah, Daily Roto now with the emergence of sports betting and the popularity, obviously, of football betting.
Yeah,
Daily Roto is putting together and has put together a computer program for bets. So it's going to be a computer program, final score for the football game, over-unders, props, player props, and it's going to be a great tool to have.
So basically, like, all the information that would take you time and time and time to crunch, they throw it in the supercomputer, and it spits out a number based
up
on
to you.
Like a replicator.
It's up to you how you use it. Yeah. It's the same way. Like, basically, you know, the guy that won the $200,000 last week, because when the computer algorithm tells you players, it's not always going to be the top player. Yeah. You have to sort all right. It's going to be this guy, that guy, and that guy, and sort of try to optimize the lineup yourself. You know, you still have to do some clicking yourself here and figure it out. But me personally, as somebody that already does my own handicapping and has my own way of breaking down the games, is I'm going to like just to have this computer as well and I will trust it, right? So I'll know, okay, so when I'm on the same thing and the computer's on the same thing, then I'm really going to lay something, right?
Yeah. It's like the opposite of that tout service when they go, hey, take the Giants against the Reds and the Reds win 9-3 type of thing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that's a good thing about this, too, is Daily Roto is not a boiler room. Right, Daily Roto is already very successful company as it is. They're not doing this as a hustle just for profit. They're doing it to share the expertise in the computer. And look at if the computer, though, is so accurate with the player projections, therefore, what is a game but a bunch of player projections added up together?
Exactly. So it's going to help.
So,
yeah,
so there, I would imagine that they're, the gaming algorithm will be, it will be sharp as hell. As well, and we're gonna be going head to head with it actually too. Sports Rage versus the Machine.
Yeah, oh yeah, the Machine. The Machine's coming
Rage,
back.
Yeah, Sports Rage versus the Machine. We're gonna be going to do head to head with the Machine. But I look forward to using the Machine and using it as a guide, especially for my prop bets, in which you know I really do like to bet a lot of prop bets.
And for when you went to MyBookie and AG, when you do those prop bets. Remember the prop builder. We talked about it before.
Yeah, yeah.
If a guy's total 6.5 and you think he's going to blow up with like 9-10 receptions, you can go up there, get the plus money if you're really feeling it, which is nice to control how you want to do that too. If you're feeling extra money, like for a running back, total 78.5. If you think he's going to go off for 130, boom. You know what I mean? You can build your own prop, which is very, very good. When you see plus money beside things, Morenci, that's nice.
So looking at week one for the Survivor, week one NFL. Atlanta Falcons and Philadelphia Eagles. That's not a Survivor pick.
Green Bay over Chicago is, even though it's a divisional game.
Green Bay will be the most popular one. Everybody will take Green Bay.
Or Saints over Bucks.
Now, I'm very insane when it comes to this stuff, and I won because of that. I usually am pretty crazy, Cam, and take a pretty ballsy game in week one to sort of get it out of the way, and then I sort of have a head start on people that have used the easy way out. But there's two ways of looking at it. If you get cocky like that, you get bounced, right?
Yep.
Or do you just go with the easiest one? Like, is that the one you're just going to go with? Like,
sometimes it depends.
I mean, I don't see. No,
it does.
I don't see why
it
anyone wouldn't.
It depends on the league.
The other one, look, New York Jets at Detroit Lions.
Detroit 6.5, but
you trust the Lions. Matt Patricia's first.
Not
game?
Really. No, I don't. I don't trust the Lions because the Jets might show up in that game.
The Saints over the Buccaneers will be a popular
I'm going to tell you something. People who, if they take New England, I'd be very, very, very worried about that game against Houston. Very worried.
I'm taking a 6.5.
I've already bet it at 7.5, 8. One of the sports books had an early line. It's down to 6.5.
Just for the record, if you guys are unaware, we'll blast through week one of the NFL right now. Atlanta Falcons at Philadelphia Eagles on Thursday night, September the 6th. That's the first game of the year. Of course, they played last year in the playoffs.
Yep.
Atlanta would have beaten them if Julio Jones didn't slip, actually.
Yep, that's true.
People forget that, how close Philadelphia came to losing.
I know.
Dude, it was first and goal from the four. And like every stupid team for some reason, they threw the ball every time, right? They just made it harder on themselves.
Yep.
And it came down to fourth down. And if you remember, Matt Ryan was pretty shaky, too.
He was
slow getting the ball out all the time. And we knew it. I was like, just give the ball to Coleman and who's the other dude? Coleman and Freeman. It's like, just power the ball in, guys. But no, they threw it. And I think it was first and goal from the five for four. And on fourth down, Matt Ryan rolled out.
Yep.
He rolled out to the right. Julio Jones slipped
and
fell, kind of.
Yes, he did.
But he got up, and he still nearly caught it, right? If he doesn't slip, he's catching it.
That whole Eagles story.
Never happens.
I know, it's not unbelievable.
Because the DB on the Eagles is like nowhere near as big as Jones. But it was destiny that Jones fell. It wasn't meant to be for them, right?
No.
But I'm just stating, they were right there with them. I'm not in a hurry to take the Falcons here, but Buffalo Bills are at the Baltimore Ravens. It's 6. The Eagles are laying 4. The Ravens are laying 6.
I think the Ravens will kill Buffalo week one.
You do, huh?
Because it's a road game. If the game was in Buffalo, I would change my tune. That team on the road, Baltimore is a pretty good home team. I think I think they'll win that game.
A lot
game.
Of points.
Yeah, I don't know. I if it's under a touchdown, I think the Ravens.
The Colts lay 3 in week one of the Bengals.
I don't think the Colts should be favored, but that's a tough game. Pass.
New England Patriots are 6.5 point favorites against the Texans. The total's 51. I'll go with the Texans
and
the over.
I'm with the Texans, too.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are 3-point road favorites at the New York Giants. Giants have been a trendy pick. It was like four and a half. It's been bet down.
Like a great pass rusher, the Roto experts will help you sack your fantasy football competition. When you register for their exclusive Edge fantasy package, you get a cheat sheet generator plus a player database with sortable projections and rankings from the best in the business. And you can join the fantasy conversation in the 24/7 Slack chat channel. Visit rotoexperts.com to register for the exclusive Edge fantasy package and enter the promo code FNTSY and you get a 10% discount. That's the rotoexperts.com exclusive Edge fantasy football package, promo code FNTSY.
All right, so we're back. Are we on now, Zhang, here? Because we're not hearing any music, dude. We're not, like, you know what I mean? We're talking through breaks because we don't hear when we go to the break. Like, yeah, we're doing our best here, but, like, you know what I mean?
My time. Like Chris Warren, like, stories, am I going to tell you? Moretti, I had a, like, Chris Warren jersey.
Like, number one, like, we don't hear any commercial breaks playing. Number two, we don't hear music when we're going to the breaks. So now I'm hearing music coming back here, but whatever's going on, like, let's try to get it figured out here moving forward for the next commercial break.
I have some good news for you, though, Morency. I don't know if you really need my support, but Oakley's on another vacation, so I can hang out with the DFS hour with you, buddy. I'll try to be your lifeline if you need anything. This guy's got more vacation time than somebody from Sweden. God, I remember I went on a vacation when I was in the Grand Cayman. I was talking to this guy from Sweden. He's like, "Oh, well, we get 14 weeks a year."
I'm like, I got pushy. Say, "Settle down. Stop talking over the advertisements." Well,
what's going on? Wait, who said pushy?
Yeah.
He says we're talking over the ads. Yeah. We can't hear what's going on.
Settle down, pushy.
Yeah, pushy. Stop pushing.
Yeah, pushy. You know what?
Pushy. You're getting a little pushy.
Yeah, we like you, pushy. Now you're going to be on the list.
I think we might have to push you back, pushy.
Drusilla says it's 8 breaks on the whole show.
We've already done 9. It's over.
Yeah.
Whoever took the over prop, come cash it in at the window because it's over. Cardano made it 6 flat. It's the lock of the year. We've already, on a normal show, we have 8. So on top of it, so I guess the real line would be 14. I think we're there. Oh, buddy,
it's all right.
I just heard you laugh.
It's all right. It's preseason. We're getting ready for
you. We're getting ready for the season, man.
Yeah. It's preseason right now. It's, so, you know what I mean? There could be there could be a little bit of
things happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's been an adventure, though.
Sure has. A lot of questioning. Like, you're looking at me, and sometimes you look at me, you're not talking and typing, so I'm talking, but I'm not on the air, so I don't know really. You know, we'll just keep on talking.
Well, it's like Mike Blue. It was just sort of randomly cutting in and out when he, sorry,
he was
guys,
also
talking.
There was like, also like kind of like the background feed thing going on when he was talking too. I don't know what's happening, buddy. It's Monday.
Yeah. Great start to the week.
Yeah, we got a baseball board.
Great start.
One NFLX preseason game.
Yeah.
Colts and Ravens. So,
football's around the corner, but we're giving away World Series tickets right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Yeah. It's time to the winner. This time it's to the winner of a free DFS baseball contest. The contests are sponsored by DKMS. They're looking for your help in the fight against blood cancer. For many patients, a bone marrow transplant is the best chance for survival. 30% of patients can find a matching donor in their families, but 70%, nearly 14,000 each year, must rely on strangers. Find out how you can help the cause, and you can also win 2018 World Series tickets playing free daily fantasy baseball by going to dailyroto.com/DKMS. That's dailyroto.com/DKMS. Your ticket to the World Series and a blood cancer patient's ticket to life. And Drew Dinkmeyer will join us at 6 o'clock, actually.
Yeah, go through the baseball lineup tonight. 10 games on the board, Morency.
Yeah, he's one of the best in the business.
It's interesting. You got a guy like Corey Kluber, but he's going up against Boston, and those are dangerous sticks.
Then Garrett Cole's expensive.
Do you want to pay for Garrett Cole? I don't. Know what I might be doing?
Giolito?
Nah, I'm not going down Giolito Boulevard there. What, Gelato or Giolito? Know where I'm going? Wheeler!
Yeah, Wheeler.
Wheeler dealer. I think Wheeler's a very good price for the Mets can score some runs with those big home run bats. And what were they up against? San Francisco?
We're on the same page.
Brutal.
I like Wheeler here tonight as well.
How do you not? The guy's been absolutely like start like his numbers are off the charts.
I threw together an NFL DFS lineup for the Monday Night Football game that we'll share with people as well.
Yep.
It's interesting because they're all flex positions.
Exactly. So did you do four quarterbacks in it?
Yeah.
I had a feeling. I had a feeling you would.
I did three.
Can I guess?
Well, I did Flacco.
Yeah. You got RG3.
No, I did four, actually.
Yeah, you do RG3?
No, he's the one I did.
Oh, interesting.
Let me see. Actually, wait. Let me see. Yeah, I think I got them all in here.
Might as well put five guys in there because the quarterback, you never know. They're going to definitely get the most DFS points. I don't know how long Flacco's going to play for, probably, what do you think? Quarter and change?
Yeah, I got Andrew Luck, Jacoby Brissett, Lamar Jackson, Joe Flacco, and RG3.
Interesting. Quarterback you got the whole damn team. And one what was your other guy?
Chester Rogers.
Actually, I looked at Chester Rogers. I was going to say, you know what? No one's going to be a big factor.
Well, Ty Hilton's out tonight.
Dixon, though.
T.Y. Hilton's out.
I think Dixon, they want to get him some touches tonight. They were talking about he's been very disappointing. Gabe, we loved him at Louisiana Tech. I think they're going to feed him
all these guys get the touches. They don't get enough fantasy points. Yeah, Chester here.
Chester,
he's trying to nail down the second spot. So I think he's basically going to be the number one wide receiver coming into the game tonight for the Colts.
Yeah.
I don't really want to pick on this Baltimore defense, but I don't know.
It's a preseason game.
It's a weird DFS game tonight. It just is. No one really jumped off the page at me. The other night I won money doing this.
Yes. Let's see the picture.
Again. Like Christian on Friday Kirk, night I won.
Touchdowns, and more touchdowns.
But on Friday night I won with having multiple quarterbacks. It's an interesting, format. So basically, it'll be interesting if they're going to do this in a regular season as well. So it's basically the crown. So I made Andrew Luck's got the crown. And so I got Andrew Luck, Jacoby Brissett, Lamar Jackson, Joe Flacco, RG3, and Chester Rogers. So I'm always going to get production from any quarterback that's out there. It's interesting because you can take all quarterbacks. Because like I said, it's every position's the flex in this format.
And it's better to do that because you don't know which running back, They might go between the third and the fourth guy.
Exactly.
With quarterback play, you make a couple throws for 24, 17 yards. It adds up a lot quicker. You're right. The flex position in the showdown with Crown, you should have a couple, at least a few quarterbacks on your roster for sure. It only makes sense. It makes total sense. So it's actually a really good strategy, man. Come to think of it, you just got to pick which guy's going to have the crown because you get the bonus points. Like LeBron James had the king had the crown in that game when they introduced it back in the NBA season. He went bananas because you get extra points. Was it triple the points?
The crown? No. It's time and a half.
Time and a half. Okay.
Yeah, one and a half.
One and a half is the crown.
One and a half. I like your Wheeler pick here. Now, I'll be honest, I really didn't look at the baseball board here too much tonight.
I got a couple lineups in baseball too. I did with your boy, knocking on wood. Wood's my other pitcher, I think, for the Dodgers tonight against St. Louis at home. It's going to be a real interesting battle in that division. Hey, buddy, Arizona came back. It looked like they were in trouble against San Diego. They got it done. The Dodgers absolutely kicked ass in the last game after some frustrating losses. So it's really going down the wire in the West there. Very, very tight races.
So tonight, Chris Archer, ever since they acquired Chris Archer, they sort of hit a little bit of a wall, the Pittsburgh Pirates.
I think Archer might be a good play tonight, though.
I know. I was thinking about it.
He's on one of my teams. I did two, and Archer's with Wheeler on one team, and
minus,
I got Wood.
Minus 135 tonight, Archer. You got Cashner and the Blue Jays. Blue Jays just a train wreck, as expected.
No, what?
They're not going over.
Baltimore's horrible too. I think. What's the line in that game?
Well, one thing we do know: the Blue Jays
they own the Orioles.
Yeah, they always beat.
I don't want to lay 80 cents with Estrada though. Pass.
That's the problem.
Too much juice.
Giolito and the White Sox at the Twins. That's an ugly game.
I'll tell you something. The White Sox might be a live dog. This Gonsalves.
It could be.
Gonsalves is called up.
Not Gonzalez, but Gonsalves.
Yeah, it's Gonsalves. Yeah. Hey, Gonsalves versus Giolito. So I'll tell you. The White Sox were down yesterday, 6-0 to Kansas City. Gabe, I actually live bet them at plus 975, and they came back and won. I only put $10 on it just for a joke, but they scored 7 unanswered runs. Gonsalves, they say he is a good pitcher, but he has a walk problem. and he's averaging almost like, you know, five base on balls per nine. That is an issue. And I'll tell you one thing, the White Sox, I hate to say this, the White Sox and Twins are a sneaky both DFS play tonight. That game has the highest implied total at 9.5. You wouldn't really think that, but you know what? The White Sox are hitting the ball. The Twins are hot at home, and you got Giolito and Gonsalves out there. This game might have a lot of runs in it. I think the over 9.5 is well worth a look.
Yeah, I don't understand how the Texas-Oakland game isn't higher, actually.
That's the thing. That almost feels like weird. With Fires and Cologne, it's 8.5. You would have made that 9.5, would you not?
Where's the Milwaukee Brewer game?
Too? Milwaukee is minus 230 versus
Their total's 9. You're right.
Yeah.
So it's 9.
That's the second highest total.
Yeah. Chase Anderson's actually pretty cheap on DraftKings tonight.
Yeah.
So you got a big game. Hard to believe that the Indians and the Red Sox, and these teams can play in the playoffs, obviously, but the Indians and the Red Sox, first time they're playing all year, Ken, tonight. They haven't played each other all year. So you've got two Cy Young Award-winning pitchers here with Kluber versus Porcello.
Yep.
Porcello won a Cy Young, too.
Yep.
Game's a pick 'em, minus 110 on each side.
I'm going to tell you, I lean Cleveland in this game. I am going to bet it, not for probably only a half unit on this game. I think Kluber has been pitching his ass off recently. He's starting to show that form. It's very hard to go against Boston at Fenway. Coming off that loss to Tampa Bay, their bats weren't really good. They were probably looking ahead to Cleveland, but in an advantage, I'll take Kluber over Porcello, and I believe the Indians want to make a statement. I'll take Cleveland at minus 110. Not a huge play, though.
I'm not liking anything in baseball, to be honest. I'm going to bet the football game, and we'll see unless you can convince me otherwise, Cam. Or
I'd put the Houston Astros in a parlay.
Or Drew Dinkmeyer really likes sort of an angle on a pitcher. He really thinks one team's going to load up on somebody. We got San Francisco. You know, I guess Milwaukee at minus 230. You would figure against Homer Bailey, you know, that they should light him up. You got San Francisco against Wheeler. That game's also a pick 'em. Total 7.5 there. Homer, Dolt Bailey against Chase Anderson, minus 230 there. Bartolo Colon on the hill tonight.
Mike putting out fires?
I guess, man. Maybe an Oakland-Milwaukee parlay is plus 115.
That's all right.
Gerrit Cole, minus 170.
That's actually a good price.
You want to lay that, though, on the road?
Yeah, I do. Against King Felix? Yeah, I do. I think Houston, minus 170 is actually a cheap price when you actually have to lay, what do you lay, 230 with Milwaukee? What, Milwaukee's like a huge favorite in that game. Yeah, they're minus 230. And then Fires is minus 200. Texas still has some bats. When I'm looking at the lines and evaluating them, I think that one actually is a cheaper price. It kind of scares me a little bit because I thought Houston would be minus 200 on the road against the Mariners, and they're only minus 170. So interesting stuff there. Jays minus 180, too much.
St. Louis Cardinals have been a very hot baseball team as of late.
Yeah. I'll tell you, hey, pitching change in this other Braves game. But we see B. Wilson in, change of pitcher for Archer. So that line's gone from minus 125 to minus 135. I thought Gossman was supposed to be pitching tonight for Atlanta. Gossman, former Orioles pitcher, was supposed to go, but now it's B. Wilson going for the Braves. I think I like Pittsburgh tonight. I'm going to put that one on the list.
We talk about the St. Louis Cardinals being hot, 14-4 in their last 18 games.
Yeah, they got some really nice young players.
Looking at the biggest streaks right now, Major League Baseball, St. Louis Cardinals are 14-4. In their last 18 games, Colorado Rockies heating up 8-1. They're a very streaky team. They're 8-1 in their last 9. The Cleveland Indians, the Tribe, 14-4 in their last 18 games. The Toronto Blue Jays just 4-10 in their last 14 baseball games. Baltimore Orioles 4-12 over the last 16 as far as over-under runs are concerned. A lot of under runs going on here right now. The Oakland Athletics are 10-3-1 to the under in their past 14 games. The Pittsburgh Pirates are 7-1 to the under in their last 8 games. The San Francisco Giants are 6-1-1 to the under in their last 8 games. The Colorado Rockies are 7-2 to the under. So look at that. The Rockies are 8-1, Cam, in their last 9, and 7-2 to the under. So basically, man, imagine if you were playing Rocky under parlays, you would have won 7 of the last 9 games.
It's unbelievable. No, they've been getting great starting pitching.
Yeah.
You saw this Braves series
and your Chicago White Sox.
Yep. They're winning games.
They're on an overrun right now.
Oh, yeah.
They're 5-1-1 to the over.
Raking the ball right now with no pitching.
I've got Avila, actually, in my lineup tonight, White Sox.
Yeah, there's a lot. Oh, Garcia. Yeah, there's a couple other guys.
Avicii. Sorry,
you're talking. Avicii. Yeah, you're talking about Garcia there.
Avicii. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, that's okay. No, I can't believe I knew. I know who you're talking.
Avicii like, Garcia.
Garcia. Yeah, he's actually another guy. Tim Anderson's a dangerous guy for the White Sox.
There's
tonight.
Just so many of these.
Jose Abreu,
Asdrubal, and all these new names that we never had to say.
It's like Gargamel's cat Azria. Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on. I haven't seen the Smurfs in 30 years. I know, it's driving me nuts. The names are so hard to pronounce, too, man. I know the White Sox got a lot of them.
Like, dude, how many Garcias do you think there are?
In the league?
Yeah.
Oh, 32.
I'm seeing 7.
It seems low.
I'm not just on DraftKings. Name Garcia for tonight.
That's for tonight.
Avicii Garcia.
Yep.
Jamie Garcia.
Or is that Jaime?
Jaime, yeah. Yimmy.
What? Oh yeah, Yimmy
Garcia.
Yimmy, yeah. You're right. Right now, there's 2, 4. There's 7. Just that's just tonight.
Yeah. What's this one?
Lurie.
Yeah. It's not like Leroy. That's like an Hispanic.
That's the White Lurie. Side. Yeah, Lurie's Leroy.
Lurie, yeah. Okay, this is the one I was confused with too. I've got Asifel Garcia on the Cardinals. Adolis.
Yeah, that's
Adolis Garcia.
Oh yeah, Adolis.
On the White Sox, you got Willie Garcia.
I think there's 2 or 3 Garcias in the White Sox lineup tonight.
And then you got just a nice, simple Greg Garcia on the Cardinals.
You're right. There's 2 Garcias on the White Sox. You got Lurie and Avicii hitting 2 and 5. And then there's Greg.
Yeah, Greg Garcia.
Hello. What's your name? Greg. I'm Greg Garcia. Yeah. Oh, man. You're right. Like, look at this. It's a lot of Garcia. You just put the name Garcia in there. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, a lot of Garcias in the jukebox, buddy.
Let's see, a lot of Rodriguez's.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be a lot of Rodriguez.
That's only 3.
Only
here.
3, so Garcia's
there's
the
prep. There's 4 today.
So Rodriguez.
No, Sean Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Richard Rodriguez. Derek Rodriguez, San Francisco 49er.
Yeah.
Giant.
No, you got football on the brain, buddy.
Eduardo.
Eduardo. Yeah, good call.
Eduardo Rodriguez.
See what's another popular name?
They're all, like I said, Hispanic. It's more and more and more baseball.
But there's a lot of Castillo. Let me give me Castillo here. I'm going to go, I bet 4.
All right. We want to tell people.
5.
We want to tell people about BetDSI. BetDSI celebrating 20 years as the industry's biggest and safest betting site. They have great customer service. Fast, easy payments. You can play virtually every sport over at BetDSI with hundreds of wagering options, including live in-game wagering on all major sporting events where you can bet anytime in-game. BetDSI runs sign-up and deposit promotions year-round. If you want to do the rollover requirements, you get a big-time bonus. For a limited time, using promo code FNTSY, BetDSI is offering up to $2,500.
Ooh, yeah.
It's a big one.
That's a big one.
$2,500 on your first deposit. Use promo code FNTSY and try out BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com, promo code FNTSY. Head over and start winning today.
Did I tell you, Morency, I had some interesting things happen yesterday despite being out of the Survivor pool? I hit a 10-game parlay.
You hit a 10-game parlay?
Baseball? And I almost hit a 12-game parlay, if not for the Calgary Stampeders losing outright. I just threw in on the money line, and oh god, I wish I had. Yeah, $10 paid $696.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a pretty good day. Now that I lost all that money,
how'd you do on the golf over the weekend?
I didn't have Snedeker wire to wire. Oh, and I got a CT Pan story for you. You're not going to believe what happened on 18. No one's talking about it. Somebody actually killed that guy.
Drew Dinkmeyer will join us on the other side. We'll talk some Major League Baseball DFS with somebody that knows what the hell he's talking about. Game Time Decisions continues.